Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A lot has come out where we were idolizing this relationship and what we thought that this thing looked like and that thing looked like, and we turned around and realized it was nothing of the sort, like a lot of people's personalities. They're nothing of the sort.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hey, angels. Make sure to head over to my website, AishaChristina.com, to download my free guide on idolatry. I promise it's really going to bless you. If you are interested in preventing delay in your life and you want to get rid of certain idols, this is the guide for you. Click the link in the description box below.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to QQB. How's everyone feeling? What is everyone doing? We are back with another solo episode. We're still navigating things and figuring it out. And I feel like I really love the feedback that I was given on the last video where I was talking a little bit about just being in the space in your 30s and the different things that you may encounter and experience. And so in the spirit of just still finding my footing, I realized someone said something to me that I really thought was amazing. They were talking about their X factor and they were asking me if I feel like I found my X factor. And I'm like, actually, I realize I have found my X factor, and my X factor is dating and relationships and just understanding people. So given the fact that it was never my intention to preach sermons, like I've said repetitively over and over again, I really want to get back into talking about dating and relationships and also still sprinkling in my biblical beliefs as well in an organic way. So I decided, I want to know what are some current dating trends that are going on here. So you know what I did? I hopped on the good old fashioned ChatGPT. Okay, that's it. Okay, I don't know why I couldn't get that. And I was like, what are some current dating trends that are going on? So I want to discuss this with you guys because I have things to say about it. And I want to also get you guys' feedback on it as well because, yeah, like, I just have some interesting things to say. So first thing that came up was something called loud looking and nano ships. Now, this is defined according to ChatGPT. Forget it. You know what I'm talking about. Singles are increasingly prioritizing transparency and clear intention in their dating lives. Okay. The loud looking trend involves individuals explicitly stating their desires and relationship goals in their profiles, emphasizing qualities like trustworthiness and emotional availability. Additionally, nanoships focus on finding joy in small, meaningful interactions rather than awaiting grand gestures, highlighting a preference for quality over quantity. So this sounds like a really incredible thing. I mean, I want to know from you guys, have you ever heard of this trend where it's called loud looking and nanoships? Because this actually sounds like something that's normal. Or at the very least, something that's very positive. I don't know what that looks like in the scape of maybe as it pertains to online dating, because if you guys have been following me from the beginning, you guys know that I loathe online dating. That's not to say, obviously, that you can't find someone, but because you always have people that are talking about, that's not true in my comment section. And it's like, okay, but does the exception ever make the rule? No, it doesn't. So considering that fact, I'm like, it's something to weigh in on. So yeah, I thought that was really cool. This loud looking and nano ship. Let me know if you consider yourself to actually be in one. Next, I want to talk about the boy sober movement. Now, because I think that this was actually really interesting. So it's a growing number of individuals, particularly midlife women. What is that supposed to mean? What is midlife woman? They're choosing to abstain from dating and sexual relationships to focus on personal growth and self-love. This trend is known as boy sober, and it reflects a desire to reclaim agency and find fulfillment outside of romantic relationships. Now, I really like this. I also think this was called, at one point, it was called decentering men. And of course, when you have one side of the coin, right? I think that this was done in response to the feminism movement in some aspects. Here's why. Because it felt like you have the feminine woman or the trad wives that are making lives easier for men, so people think, and kind of doing everything to appeal to men. Some people also define feminism as kind of doing things to always get the male gaze, but not in a hypersexual way per se, but more in like you're getting in touch with your feminine side for that reason. Some people feel that way, even though that's not how I define it when you are a feminine woman. But it's very interesting to hear this term, because a lot of the time when we, even if you think about decentering men, people tend to be so extreme where they think, oh, I don't want to do, that's what the whole original feminism movement, part of it, I'm not talking about our rights because we as women should have rights to vote and equal pay and all those different things. But it, even the rebellion against wanting to wear bras, where women were literally hanging their bra at, you know, on the Statue of Liberty or what have you, because a man invented the brassiere. And it was like this rebellious sort of movement because they didn't want to be controlled. There was a birth of women that didn't want to wear makeup, didn't want to conform to that 1950s type of look of always being put together and, you know, having the small waist going on and yada, yada, yada. So there's always going to be an opposite movement and a rebellion against, you know, whatever that current trend was at the time. Here's where I think that there's something positive here. Abstaining from the sexual relationships. I noticed that in this definition, it says choosing to abstain from dating and sexual relationships. Here is where I get into a little bit of biblical stuff here. I don't believe, nor did I believe prior to me even being vocal about my Christianity, that there should be any existence of a sexual relationship. And I don't care who's mad at me for saying it. You do not benefit being in a sexual relationship with a man. You're not benefiting. And when they say that sex sells, yeah, for you, there aren't many situations out there. I'm not precluding it, but the exception never makes the rule. What I'm saying is, there aren't many situations out there where women are buying sex from men. But you always hear that when you think of sex selling, you don't think of women buying it. You think of men buying it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when we think about sexual relationships, even situationships, ask yourself, who is the one that is actually benefiting from this type of dynamic? And this is why I believe, even biblically, This is something that we should be abstaining from in general, because one, soul ties, covenants, that whole thing. But also two, for those of you that may not be religious, okay, it's just not a smart thing to do. Look how far it has gotten you. Do you really want to look at it? Like, just pay attention. Look at how far it's gotten you. How many of us can say that we were in situationships and it has been the greatest thing ever? And that, oh no, well, I'm good where we are. I don't need any sort of commitment from you. Yeah, I'm not like other girls. Who wants that relationship stuff? Please, okay? Save it for someone else, because I don't believe you. You don't believe you, okay? So in the spirit of honesty, on top of being boy sober, let's also be sober-minded, right? Let's be sober-minded with ourselves, and let's be real with ourselves and understand and accept the fact that this is not a realistic thing when it comes to having sexual relationships. Now, do you have to abstain from dating? Maybe some people do. Maybe some people do need to abstain from dating. Now, listen, these terms are like to be taken with a grain of salt, because we have a buzzword for just about everything, right? But some people are serial daters, okay? I'm sure we all see it on TikTok. We see this, and some people can handle it and some people simply can't. Like, for where I'm at in my life, that's not something that I can do. I am just way too busy. I don't have time anymore to be going on this date, that date, that date, that date. And that's not a throw off on people that are doing that, because I was once able to do that myself. Now that I'm settled in life and a lot of circumstances have changed for me, that's not something that I can do, nor is it something that I really want to do anymore in my 30s right now. So when you're abstaining from dating, what are you doing in turn and spending? I don't want you spending your time hating men as a result. Again, like I said, there always tends to be this radical opposite sort of movement against whatever the other current trend was. During this time, it's important to, like this definition says, find fulfillment outside of your romantic relationship. We all know people that get into relationships and you never hear from them again. Trust me, it's happened. I've literally witnessed people get into relationships and our relationship as a result has never been the same again because of the relationships that they were in. And let me tell you this while I'm at it. It's never the healthy relationships that completely leave you void and abandoned or abandoning all of your current friendships. That's not a healthy relationship. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You know, you go through your honeymoon phase, the first 6 months, maybe even a year. Maybe you're hanging out with your friends less because you're with your man. Things should start to even out. You should want to, especially if you're a woman over 25, you should want to see what life looks like with this man integrated into your life because you guys cannot live on an island forever. Right? So you have to see, how is this person with my friends? How is this person with my family? How does he fit into my life? And also vice versa. You guys cannot, like I said, be on an island by yourself and thinking that that's okay. It's not. So all of the times that I have ever witnessed a dynamic where someone is completely abandoning their friendships. And it doesn't even have to be like a big blow up or anything like that with your friends, but you sort of just teeter off into the distance until you really never come back. There has always been some undercurrent of some sort of negativity or toxicity that is going on in that relationship that leaves you in a position where you are no longer in contact with your friends anymore. Think about that. So boy sober movement, I mean, this is interesting that this is actually a current dating trend going on where women are starting to wake up and realize, let me seek fulfillment outside of centering my life around men. Let me seek fulfillment in myself. I was preaching this stuff for how long now? Have you guys been following me? I've been talking about finding hobbies within yourself. Like I said, you add a buzzword to it and it's like, oh my gosh, it's a new word. Boy sober. But really, I was explaining that the entire time. I'm not saying I'm the inventor of it, but I mean, you know, like the definition is pretty much the same. Like at the end of the day, you should be having fulfillment. And in a healthy dynamic, it doesn't take anything from you. It actually adds to you. So you don't have to feel like you're giving up your activities and your friends and you're feeling like you have to have an ultimatum of, can I do this versus that? You don't have to choose between those things that are actually equally important to you. That person that's going to come into your life is going to be an addition, and that person's going to be accepting and willing to support you in the things that you desire. Next thing that seems to be a trend is the shift to Facebook dating. Chow, what is going on? Facebook dating? Is this an actual trend? See, I don't even have a Facebook, but it says younger generations, including Gen Z. Gen Z uses Facebook? Okay. And millennials, are turning to Facebook dating due to dissatisfaction with other dating apps. Yeah, Bumble. Had an itch in my throat. The platform features such as the ability to see mutual friends and maintain profile privacy from one's friends list, appealing to users seeking more meaningful connections. Okay, I can understand this a little bit. I kind of get it where it's like, okay, I have mutual friends with this person. You know what I think okay, guys, come here. Let me tell you something. You know what I think is like, could be like a dating app? No. Shh, hear me out. LinkedIn. Did we know this already and did we not say it? LinkedIn. Like if you want you a professional man, I'm just saying, because think about it, guys, the culture on there is to connect. That's the culture on there. So here you are, you're connecting with that CEO, you're connecting with this startup tech fund guy, like, you know, and the next thing you know, the rest is history. So if I had a little suggestion, I would just say, I don't know. I haven't heard the girl say that. You know what I mean? I don't know. You let me know in the comment section. You let me know what you guys are thinking if you guys are watching this. So anyways, I digress. I don't have a Facebook. I haven't had a Facebook, honestly, since like 10th grade. Okay. And So I don't know how to navigate through that. I think Facebook, I think nothing of Facebook really, to be quite honest with you. I don't even know how to navigate in it. I don't know how to use it. But I can imagine the other dating apps, Tinder, which has turned into like, I want to say Freak City, right? And when I say Freak City, I mean quite literally. It's literally like swinging, you know, BDSM. It's anything that's like taboo or like kinky, fetishy, all the things. That seems to have a place on Tinder. Am I right? Or it's just like a hookup type of app. And then you have Bumble, which I take personal issue with, because Bumble is an app that's set up to me, and I don't want to hear anyone in my comment section, I met my boyfriend there, and so I don't know. I don't care. For the vast majority of you, you guys can understand and agree with me, it sets up a platform where men are okay with hiding in the shadows of, yeah, she has to hit me up first. And I'm willing to bet that you're probably the one that has to set the tone. You're probably going to be the one that has to initiate the dates. You're going to be the one that has to initiate conversations to get him interested in you and what you want to do. That's to me what Bumble does. Okay. And really at this point, I have actually found dating apps to be less and less effective. I mean, you can hide behind anything. I remember the last time I literally went on a dating app date, and this guy was telling me that he was like a CEO of some sort. This guy shows up to the date. He had like basketball shorts on, very tall. I thought he was cute. I'm thinking, okay, like, is he like artsy or something? Like, let me not judge, you know? So by the end of the conversation, I literally said to him, you know, listen, like, you're a nice guy, okay? But at the end of the day, I know what I want out of life, and I am more established in the trajectory of my life. You're not, and you're older than me, okay? Like, this does not make sense, and I just don't see this really progressing. Now, I was in a position, again, when you're in your late 20s into your early 30s, like, it's like you're just more real with it. Like, I don't want to waste time here. But I easily saw, like, this was not going anywhere, and I'm thinking to myself, because he admitted it to me. I go, you said you were a CEO of this like company, but that was your dad's company, and that company is gone now. Now you're telling me you're in between jobs and you're trying to get some certification for some cybersecurity thing and da 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 da. And I'm thinking, it's giving, I don't know, and I want to stay away from that. You don't want to be around men in a transitional phase of their life. They're not settled. They're not settled. And you'll be quite lucky if you get a man that's in his transitional phase in life to actually express that to you. Because some of them will actually just ride along the ride, and then you'll be the last one to find out, oh my goodness, this was just a right now thing. I was not the thing. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? So anyways, I can understand and see why people are having dissatisfaction with other apps. Tinder's not good. Bumble's weird. What else is there? Plenty of Fish is probably outdated. Match.com, you can probably only use that on a website, on a Dell computer with a big brain next to it, right, to turn it on. And you hear that, like, to log on to AOL Mail. You know, that's how ancient we're talking here. I don't even know what else is really out there. What is that app? That app that no one can get onto. Raya. You probably haven't gotten in and you applied 3 years ago, right? You're still waiting. Okay, yeah, even with your referral. I know, sucks. Me too. So it's like, what are we doing here? Like, where are we going with the trajectory of dating apps? They're just not as effective anymore. I'm just keeping it real and I don't care what no one has to say. So I can understand why people might feel more comfortable with Facebook dating. You can see your mutual friends. You can kind of gauge a little bit more. It's a different type of setting where you can maybe find someone. It's kind of like the equivalent of meeting someone through a mutual friend, if that makes any sense. Next, we have the decline of situationships. Oh my gosh, say it ain't so. Is this actually accurate, guys? Is this a dating trend? There's a noticeable move away from ambiguous relationships, with singles seeking more intentional and defined connections. Open communication and setting clear boundaries from the outset are becoming more common as individuals prioritize personal qualities like trust and emotional availability. Wow. Is this a current, I got this on ChatGPT. That's what they're saying. that there is a decline in situationships. Why? Well, I'm probably guessing this is probably due to the boy sober movement of women realizing, trying to find agency, right? Also trying to find fulfillment outside of centering their lives around dating all the time. Yes, it's interesting to go out on dates and learn about people, but it does get exhausting. And there is a lot of energy that we put on. I step into the room, okay? I have my outfit, my hair is done, nails done, everything on point. That was not cheap. That was not free. That was expensive. And I'm not even talking about financially. I mean, also like time invested, because I'm a woman that I really like to take care of myself head to toe. So all things considered, for me, I know that when I'm stepping into the room, the last thing I want to do is, it gets exhausting, is realize, okay, I went on 4 dates this week and literally I think I might maybe like guy number 2, and he's not even a strong like possibility, a strong candidate. And it's just a waste of my time. Then you get frustrated. And then the result of that frustration leads you into either settling, trying to be desperate, or feeling so discouraged by the lack of potential out there that you just start spiraling in sadness. So this decline of situationships is a great thing, because women are really starting to realize their worth. They're starting to realize, you can't run game on us. They're starting to finally wake up and realize, no, what is this? And no, I'm not afraid if you walk away, because I know my value. We started to romanticize. Finally, it became cool, right? It has become a lifestyle. I don't even want to say trend, but it has become a lifestyle where we have learned as women to take ourselves on dates. We have learned as women to watch YouTube videos like this one, get a pep talk, put on our makeup. Like, we're bringing it back to the old days, the 2010s, the 2016s, where we're just feeling so good with our girlfriends. And this does not say, oh, I don't need a man. That's not what this is giving, because I believe that men and women need each other in different ways. There's a balance, there's a harmony there. I don't hate men, okay? What I'm saying is that we have learned the value in, hey, until my time comes, I'm gonna be fulfilled until that time comes, and that's okay. That's where I'm getting at. So I love that trend of the decline of situationships, because as I have preached over and over again, we've discovered throughout the 5 years of me even being on YouTube, which, by the way, someone actually reminded me the other day that it was my YouTube anniversary. So I think now it's 6 years. My anniversary is December 7th. I think I saw that message. That was yesterday from me filming this. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, I actually didn't even remember that. And they told me that they were a silent follower and they just wanted to remind me that it was my anniversary. I thought that was so sweet. So yeah, it was December 7th, 2018 is when I uploaded my first ever YouTube video. Yay. So anyways, I digress. Like I was preaching over and over again with the situationships. You know, wait, pause for a second. That actually reminds me. I actually really technically used to preach about dating and relationships and stuff like that on my channel. So it's like, even when I started to become more vocal about my faith, why would I not be preaching still? I'd be preaching. Duh. Like, anyway. So you guys know, over and over again, I was talking about and bringing to you guys, you know, realization, who benefits from situationships? Who is one benefiting? We have this group of women over here, not my kind of woman, okay, that think, oh yeah, it's cool to just like basically literally act like a man and think like, oh, okay, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. We have needs to all these different things. No, sweetie. No. I'm not negating the fact that one may have needs, what have you, but especially as a woman of God, I just cannot co-sign something like that. But I will also say, even from a secular standpoint, it's not a smart move to make to think that you're benefiting because your hormones are raging that night. So you're going to go over to this guy's house. He doesn't want to be with you. Okay. He does not acknowledge you. You're the one hitting him up so that you can get with him. That's what you're doing. If you don't hit him up, he barely hits you up. You understand what I'm saying? You guys converse scatterly throughout the day. If that, conversations usually start around 11, 12 a.m. And you know, you want more. Okay. I'm willing to bet you want more and you're not getting that. Do you see what I'm saying? So yes, it's very important that we have open communication, we are not afraid to say, hey, listen, this is what it is that I'm looking for. And that's okay. If you don't want it, I'm not going to be offended by it. And have discernment, ladies. Discernment. That's a very special word. I'm using this word for a reason, because that is a inner knowing. That is an intuitive knowing through being intimate with God that you start to refine that discernment, where God will show you and reveal to you, this guy is a no. It's a no. Just drop it. Leave it alone. Don't get in your own way. But pay attention to things like that, because that way you'll be able to not waste your time and you'll be able to understand, all right, you know what? If not this, something better. Like, I have to trust what God has in store for me. Next, I never heard of this one before, but this one is called micromance and future proofing. So this is an emerging trend among Gen Zers, okay, which include micromance, which values small, meaningful gestures over grand romantic actions, and future proofing. Individuals seek partners who are emotionally stable and financially secure, addressing these concerns early in the relationship. Wow. We're making progress here, ladies. The needle is moving, okay? And it's moving with the Gen Zers, which is like behind the millennials. This is amazing. First of all, how old is even the oldest Gen Zer? I think they're like 27. They might be even 28. So this is very interesting to me that they are literally seeking out partners who have that emotionally stable and financially secure, I guess you could call it, way about themselves. And they're addressing these concerns early on, as opposed to maybe the older advice, which would have been, don't let them know because you don't want to scare them away. Maybe I have even said that at some point or another in time, but I know that's definitely outdated now, right? Because things move, right? We're trending, trying to get with the times here. So this is a very interesting thing. Again, it just goes to show, when you're setting clear boundaries, it seems like overall we are entering into, please, I want to hear the discourse in the comment section. We're stepping into a realm and an era where women are having a lot of self-realization, where they are realizing, let's have these conversations sooner than later, because since the bond is so shallow, I might as well figure out what this is right now, then ease my way into this and tiptoe into this to like you more and more and more, and then turn around and realize, I just spent 3 months dating you and I realize this is going absolutely nowhere. And that's not to say that sometimes maybe that can't happen regardless, but it's best to get these things out now while you're not in love with this person, okay? Because some of you have a hard time detaching from people you just met one time already. You need like recovery. I'm not making fun of you for it, but I'm just saying, know thyself. You already need to recover from just like the idea in your head that like this guy could be the one because he asked you out on one date. So all things considered, you know, look into that, reflect on that, and make sure that you are speaking up for yourself and you are actually seeking in individuals that, number one, are going to even be emotionally available. Because forget about the financially secure alone. We all know now a lot has come out where we were idolizing this relationship and what we thought that this thing looked like and that thing looked like. And we turned around and realized it was nothing of the sort. Like a lot of people's personalities, they're nothing of the sort, especially in the scape of social media. I digress. But they're nothing of the sort. Just because you are financially secure does not make you a good person. Just because you're financially secure does not make you emotionally available, nor does it make you emotionally stable. So yeah, it is important to get all of the above, but you also want to make sure, again, you're checking off those two boxes. They run parallel to each other. Okay, next is sledging. What? During festive seasons, a concerning trend involves individuals continuing to date someone, oh my goodness, without genuine romantic interest, especially, oh my goodness, during festive periods to avoid being alone. This practice is known as sledging, and it's considered toxic and manipulative. Are you guilty? Pause this right now and let me know in the comment section. Have you ever sledged? Are you sledging? I want to know. This just goes, you know, obviously this is self-explanatory. Now that I'm thinking about it, what is it called? What is the term called when you go out with a guy that you're not romantically interested in because you want a meal? Because like I can understand sledging, like sledge, festive, holiday season, What would it be called if you were like, I don't know, I want to know, like, let's get creative in the comments. Like, I want to know what would that be called? Because I also want to know, are you guilty? Are you guilty of going out with a guy because it's like, oh, I just want to go to Nobu. I'm just going to go with you. Meanwhile, you don't like him no how, no way, but you're hungry and, well, you need a good Instagram picture. And maybe if you hashtag that thing, someone else will find you when they look up the hashtag. I don't know. But yeah, I want to know what that's called. Next, we have reevaluating online dating. Ooh, okay. Some singles are moving away from dating apps due to negative experiences like unsolicited explicit content and superficial interactions. There's a resurgence in traditional dating methods with individuals seeking organic in-person connections. Now, I really like this one because, one, you guys know I loathe online dating. I think it's a big waste of time. Now, I actually appreciate the moving away from dating apps because I think due to, you know, the whole, you know, COVID situation, that alone had pushed us back into the online sphere where we were. Literally, I was dating guys online in like Scotland and like Ireland because that was as close as you were going to get to a date. And you could travel all around the world, like on these apps and stuff like that to do it. It was so like, I had this one guy, like I forgot where he lived. And he literally like took me on a FaceTime date, like showing me the countryside of where he lived. And that was as close as you were going to get to a date. Like that was like pretty, you know, awesome. But again, of course you have the unsolicited explicit content, that whole thing. We are no stranger to that, but also the superficial interactions. You'll have a guy that will waste your time, quite literally, like waste your time for God knows how long. And this is the thing I always tell ladies, if you are going to be doing the online dating thing, give that man maximum, and this is really pushing it, I almost think it's too long, a week to ask you out on a date. Because, sweetie, there's only but so much that we need to talk about. I already know you like my face, I like your face. All the questions that you need to ask me from this point on can be done in person. And what's weird is, as a society, people feel like, oh, but that's too soon. I did not. And then you have guys feeding you a load of garbage saying, oh, well, how would you, you know, do you want to get like a donut? Do you want to get a cup of coffee? Yeah, because now I know that we're coworkers. Where did you work? I didn't know we worked at the same place. That's what I do with my friends, my coworkers. So that already gauges to me your interest. Like, they're not, you know what I mean? Whatever. And some guys will literally tell you like, no, it's just that like, I don't want to waste my time. Like if I'm getting to know someone, I don't want to have to go to dinner to have to meet. It's the same thing. So you just basically told me you can't afford the dinner. All right. Bye. Chop. Bye. You know what I mean? We're done here. There's nothing else to talk about. Because also that person is clearly dating a lot of people. It's easy to go get 7 cups of coffee with 7 different girls because you're dating as a hobby now, right? Okay, clearly this guy, that's what he's doing. But if you are going to dinner, it's respectful. It's more formal. You're going to be naturally selective when you're taking someone out to dinner because you're not going to just take anyone to dinner, right? So gauge that first. Also, a lot of guys will have no problem being your pen pal and using you as, like I said, an emotional getaway car for whatever they're currently going through. What is it with men online that they all read out of the same playbook, that their ex-girlfriend was crazy and she cheated on him and he hasn't had sex in 6 months and he doesn't know how he got chlamydia because he hasn't done anything. It must have come from you. Like, it's like the same old that these guys read from. Yeah. And a lot of these guys really use online dating as an emotional sport. It's a sport for them. It's something fun to do. They get attention. That dopamine level is hitting. And they're just going, swipe for no swiping. I'm done with you. Okay. Like, yeah. So I'm very happy that people are reevaluating online dating because honestly, we should really prioritize getting back in person. I'll never forget, after that whole COVID thing happened, I was literally thinking to myself, man, I can't wait until we can meet people in real life again. It felt like obviously we couldn't go places. No one was anywhere. What happened to the art of speaking to people in real life? Because it can be very difficult getting people offline anyway. And it's like we're losing. And then on top of that, We're losing our ability to actually have conversation without being under the influence of something. You can't have a conversation without a glass of wine. You can't have a conversation without a shot. You can't have a conversation without a vape. You can't have a conversation without hookah. You can't have a conversation without espresso martini. What is going on? Like, whatever happened to actually talking? Do you get the ability to go to work with the espresso martini in your hand? Do you get to drink a glass of wine at work? And is your job stressful at certain points? So you mean to tell me that a conversation, getting to know someone that you're fairly interested in, is so stressful to you that you must vape so that you can let your guard down? You don't get to do that in certain settings. So let's try it when it comes to getting to meet people, because you're hiding from something. I said what I said. Exclusive dating apps, platforms like Raya, known as celebrity dating apps, are gaining attention. Apparently, this is a trend. While initially catering to celebrities and creative professionals, these apps are now attracting non-celebrities who adhere to the strict application process, offering a unique dating experience. Now, I touched on this lightly before. I don't really know too much about it, considering, like I said, some people are still on the wait list from like 2022. So I don't know how promising it is or what could really even be on there. I've always wanted to go on there, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, I just wanted to see. I just wanted to know. Because I heard that Ben Affleck was on there. And I was like, oh, like, okay, like, who else is on there? And really, what could they even really be looking for? I mean, Hollywood is so small. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. Next, we have intentional singlehood. Interesting. Many individuals are choosing to remain single and celibate, focusing on personal development and self-discovery. This intentional singlehood allows for a greater self-improvement and fulfillment outside of romantic relationships. So again, this kind of highlights what we were touching on before with the whole boy sober thing and with the whole, you know, decline of situationships and looking and loud looking and nano ships, like that whole thing. It falls in line with that same exact concept of really just getting to know yourself and romanticizing your own life. And I'm telling you, ladies, once you actually do it, it really comes. You know, I've never heard anyone say, man, I found love because I was looking for it so hard. Yes, you're open to finding the person that you're meant to be with, but you're not so fixated on, you know, oh my goodness, I must like, it must be my intention to go out and find someone. Because I am of the belief that it really does come when you are least looking for it. And I stand on that. Again, you're open, your heart posture is open for it, but you're not actively going out every single night trying to whatever. Because babe, I highly doubt your man is in Tao nightclub. Okay, he's not in One Oak, he's not in Avenue, he's not in these like places. And you don't want to be with the man that you're going out every Thursday. You know the hotspot dates or days that everyone's going out. You don't want your man to come from, you know, the all white party that happens every third Sunday. You don't want your man to come from that place, because what place is he in that he's going out? And you think, okay, well, I'm out here and like technically like that's not my intention, but he's not you. And honestly, in this case, I think it is safe to assume that he's probably doing this a lot. And you have to evaluate his friends. His friends are probably going to want to pressure him. Bro, oh my gosh, don't change now. We go out all the time. Da, 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 da. Like, and even gauge what was his intention there. Like, if he's saying, oh, my boys dragged me out here, I never usually go out. People say a lot of things. You have to test it. Test the fruit. Okay. But at the same time, usually there's going to be an issue where you're noticing, because you know, if you're someone that goes out a lot, you start to notice, you see familiar faces. You start to notice, okay, I've seen this guy literally last Thursday. I skipped a Thursday. I come back. He's here on that same Thursday. How are we all at Kima? And he's here again. Okay. You know, flipping around the napkin. Okay. Like it tells you that person's out a lot, and he's not going to just stop that because he's going to meet one person. It's about where you are in your life, why you're doing something like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we have a lot of the times we as women, we tend to think, well, I know that if I go out and I meet the person that I want to be with, I will stop going out so I can settle down. A lot of guys are not necessarily going to feel that way. They're not going to just stop completely going out all the time when that's their lifestyle, because we as women tend to be more serious-minded when it comes to relationships. So I really like this, intentional singlehood. I don't find there any issue with that. I think it is important to take a step back, reevaluate, don't hop in and out of this dynamic and that dynamic and that dynamic. I don't think you ladies understand also being intentionally single, it also includes abstinence. Like, a lot of you need to start to, you know, get into some prayer. We need to, instead of seeking spirituality, you need to seek Jesus, okay? I think that it's very important that we really focus on the right things spiritually, and we focus on having true intention and becoming a woman of integrity and just having that wholesomeness. And that's not to say you can't still enjoy your life. And I'm having a lot of fun. I have wholesome fun, but I have a lot of fun. You know, I don't miss anything. I really, really don't. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do anything, really. And I have a lot of fun. I have a great personality. I have amazing friends. Like, I'm very happy in my life, you know? So all things considered, take this time. If you are somewhat, especially, take a break, please. Like, see what life is really like from an abstinence perspective. You're not glued to anyone. You're not tied to anyone. Like, there's no one on your phone. Like, really actually romanticize. What is it like with me? Because like I always used to say, if you're bored of yourself, then how do you expect other people to be interested in you? How does that work? Because it doesn't. And lastly, impact of, political climate on romance. Okay. Political events and cultural movements are influencing dating behaviors. Well, I get that. With some individuals proposing actions like sex strikes to protest societal issues, reflecting the intersection of politics and personal relationships. So I want to say, with this, of the impact of political climate on romance, I think it makes sense. Your political climate would have an impact on your romantic life, which is why, as taboo as it is to say, oh, we shouldn't discuss politics, but maybe we should. No, maybe we should, because I would rather know this now. And I'm not saying we have to like discuss it like we are commentators. What I'm saying is you can gauge without getting into the weeds of things where someone stands politically. And as taboo as we want to make things, you guys probably want to get freaky dinky anyway, right? So as personal as that is, why am I not allowed to know your political stance? Like, let's like rewire what we think is like inappropriate in society, okay? Like, let's start looking, I'm not even going to go there, but let's start rewiring that thought, because it's not accurate. But I do understand the impact of the political climate on romance. I think that makes sense, because again, if you're all the way over here and another person's all the way over there, how are you going to have a meeting of the minds? That's just not simply going to happen. So all things considered, I think you should know where someone stands politically, as taboo as that may sound, because why would you want to be with someone that you all of a sudden found out? Now, I don't know how that could even happen, because usually people that are far on either side, you're going to kind of gauge and you can kind of tell how this person speaks. And usually I would like to say, although opposites attract, so does like and like. Likes, you know, like-minded people also attract to themselves as well. So it's kind of iffy. I don't have much to really say on that, but I do think it is an important discussion to have, just so that you don't waste your time, right? If you feel like you're unsure, at least I think I could say you don't want to waste your time. So I want to know your thoughts, okay? I want to know if you found yourself in any of these dating trends, if you can relate to any of these dating trends currently going on right now in 2024, if you are sledging because you're a little bored and you're a little lonely and you want someone to be with for the holidays so you can get the cute Instagram pictures and pretend you have a boyfriend, okay, I wanna know. I wanna have a discussion about it in the comment section, and I also wanna know what your thoughts are. And also let me know what other topics you guys want me to cover here on the podcast, because again, I want to be able to talk about dating, relationships, lifestyle topics, biblical topics, things that have to do with faith, testimonies, success stories, everything. And more importantly, whatever I want to talk about, because it's my show. So I want to know all those things in the comment section down below. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels on my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.